It's time for Ask Dr. Daria on RadioMD.com. Do you have a question? Tweet your questions to @ShareCareInc using #ShareCareRadio or email your questions to AskDrDaria@RadioMD.com. Here's Dr. Daria.
Welcome back. You have questions, I have answers, and if I don't know the answer, I will find out for you. So don't forget, you can always send us your questions to Ask Dr. Daria on @ShareCareInc on Twitter with the #ShareCareRadio. You can also tweet them to me @DrDaria. Love being able to answer your questions on everything health, wellness, whatever you think, send it our way. So our first one was from a user who had asked, how can I tell that my contractions are true labor? So clearly somebody who is pregnant, and congratulations, by the way. You know, it can seem hard to tell the difference between what we call Braxton Hicks contractions in the third trimester that women get and true labor contractions. So here are some signs. Because of Braxton Hicks, you don't necessarily have to go to the hospital. If you're in true labor, the delivery could be imminent. So with true labor, you may feel the baby sort of drop lower or just kind of lower down and kind of drop into your abdomen. Of course, there's always a traditional sign of water breaking. Before I went to medical school, from watching TV and Sex and the City, I thought that this was a really obvious sign. Learned that it isn't. It can sometimes be very subtle, so talk to your OB. And then true labor contractions. These are typically more severe than a Braxton Hicks contraction, and they start to get more frequent over time. Also, unlike Braxton Hicks, true labor contractions don't go away if you rest. Braxton Hicks, if you take a break, lay down, have some water, just relax a little bit, they will typically go away. True labor contractions, that doesn't happen. They actually get stronger and more painful over time and more frequent. If you're in doubt, don't try to figure it out yourself. It can be very tough to know, and if in doubt, call your doctor and speak to them, have a discussion with them. They are used to this. I promise you, your OB has had calls from countless pregnant women wondering if they're in labor. You will not be the first. You will not be the last. So call if you have any questions or ever aren't unsure. Our next question was about vitamin C. And I get a fair amount of these for vitamin C and supplements in general. And this one wanted to know, can vitamin C boost fitness? Unfortunately, I looked at our studies and I pulled in our chief medical officer, and research just doesn't bear this out. There's really no evidence that it truly improves fitness or recovery. Now, it always bears repeating, though, that a diet rich in all of nutrients like vitamin C is the best for all types of fitness. We had an earlier news segment that I discussed talking about vitamin C and how it's potentially higher intake of vitamin C rich fruits and vegetables can really impact longevity and heart disease. So don't use this as a reason to not take vitamin C. It's very important for your overall health and longevity, but whether it truly imminently improves your fitness, we just don't know. Is it bad to take? You're not going to get harmed by eating some apples and spinach and cantaloupe, but currently there's no evidence that taking a high vitamin C supplement is really going to improve your fitness. Now, this next question was about makeup, and they asked, how long does makeup last and does it expire? After I saw this question, I actually had to go back and look at my own makeup drawer. There are some things in there I needed to toss. So did my own little mental inventory there. And while makeup doesn't usually have a set expiration date, I would have never seen a foundation that had a date on it. But there are periods of time after which a consistency could change, the color could alter, or it could just be at higher risk of spreading infection. Also, you want to toss anything where the colors changes, or it just kind of smells funny, or the consistency if it's starting to separate out. So a few rules of thumb. Foundation, the liquid can keep for about 6 months to 1 year, depending on where you read. Powders for about 2 years. More than that can lead to increased bacteria, as well as you may see some consistency changes on how it looks in the container and even on your skin. Number two, mascara and liquid eyeliner. 3 months, I'm afraid. I know that doesn't sound very long, but it is going on your eyes and making an increased risk of infection and a place that you really don't want to be spreading infection. Of course, don't share. Don't share your eyeliner. Don't share your mascara with other people. You know, kindergarten rules of learning to share with people do not apply when we're talking about makeup tools. Lastly, lipstick and lip liner. These can last. Glosses and lipstick are good for 1 to 2 years. Lip liner, the harder lip liner, are good for 2 years or more. So stick to these rule of thumb. Of course, if anything changes or if in doubt, toss it out. Get a new one. It's not worth the infection. So our next one asked if you have any tips for healthy on-the-go snacks. And I'm always thinking about this during the radio show because it's just over lunch. So yes, absolutely. I have a lot of snacks that I go to. I'm always on the run, whether I'm here at ShareCare or I'm in the ER. So I always keep a snack or two in my bag. I really had to dip into it last week when I was at the ER and had forgotten to bring my lunch. But fortunately, I had my secret stash of a couple of bars and nuts, and I was able to survive. Number one that goes in there are nuts. You know, roasted, unsalted are the best, but I like a little bit of salt in there. Really, the healthiest is roasted, unsalted. But if you want to put in a little bit of mixed, that's what I tend to do. If you're not having any blood pressure issues or if you've not been told by your doctor to reduce your salt, you can mix in a little bit there if you want that. I also love dried fruit. My favorites are mangoes and cherries, but there are so many options now. Dried blueberries, dried, of course, there's a good old dried apricots, dried figs. Plenty of things, and these are going to give you some fiber, give you a little bit of a sugar bump and a little bit of sweet, and you mix that with some nuts and you get a really good mix of all your nutrients. Always add a bottle of water. If you're taking time to have a snack, drink some water because it probably means you need to drink something too. I tend to forget to drink water and to hydrate, but if I try to put it with my snacks, then I'm more likely to do it. You can always grab some fruit like an apple. That's a really easy thing to keep, you know, in different places. Can't carry that so much in your bag. It tends to bruise, but you can always grab that, leave it in your office for a couple of days if you need it. Yogurt, Greek yogurt is great. And I've had some nutritionists say even that they like beef jerky and salmon jerky. I am a girl from Tennessee, so I love my beef jerky. And so I was very excited to hear a nutritionist tell me that it could be healthy. Now, remember, they can be high in salt and high in preservatives. So all in moderation, but a little mix of all of those is going to keep you going and keep those hunger pangs at bay. Now, our next question is really relevant for the summer. It's what works better, sunscreen sprays, lotion, sticks, or creams? There are so many options today, so many different labels. It can be very confusing, especially if you're trying to figure out something for your family. So a couple of rules of thumb that I use. Your first application on your face and your body, I like to use either a lotion or a cream. Often, if you're more likely to break out on your face, you probably want to stick to a non-comedogenic lotion and or a cream also on your body. That's a really good way to just coat everything. For an adult, you need about a shot glass. None of us are using enough sunscreen. And you should know, if you still have sunscreen left from last year, you probably didn't use enough because the current recommendations, you're going to be going through those sunscreen bottles fairly regularly. Your second application, now remember, you have to do multiple applications if you're going to be out longer than an hour and a half or 2 hours, because sunscreen has to be applied every hour and a half to 2 hours. It wears off. It doesn't matter if you're wearing SPF 5 million, you still have to reapply at about an hour and a half to 2 hours. So if you're trying to reapply, if you have a toddler that's running around or something, you can try a spray. A spray is okay for reapplication, but the problem with sprays is that toddlers, especially in infants, sometimes inhale them, and that can be really irritating to their lungs. So it's a trade-off. If the only way you can get it on them is a spray, then go ahead. Just make sure it's in a very well-ventilated area, and you're not doing it in a way that sprays towards their face at all. To get their face, spray it on your hand, and then to pat it onto their face. Sticks are a good option for like a quick swipe area, like the cheeks or things like that. You can't do it. Doing a whole body with a stick would be a challenge. Now, what to buy? You have to protect now for both UVA and UVB. And these are some new labeling changes that can be confusing. SPF 30 is going to filter about 97% of UVB. UVB rays are the ones that are causing the burns. Now, broad spectrum, when you see that title, that's going to protect against UVA as well. So you really need to look for something that says broad spectrum and then also has an SPF level about 30. 30 or 40 is what I recommend. It's what I wear every day. And that's the best way you're going to keep your family and yourself safe. And remember, even the waterproof ones, you have to reapply them after an hour and a half to 2 hours to keep your family safe. That's all the time we have for today. We'll be back next week on ShareCare Radio. In the meantime, I want you to tweet me your health questions or any comments on the show to at ShareCare Inc., hashtag ShareCare Radio, or also to me at Dr. Daria, both on Twitter. You can also download any segments that you missed on ShareCare Radio/RadioMD. We love your feedback. We love your comments and any way we can help you be healthiest. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to ShareCare Radio on Radio MD, where we help you be your healthiest you. Thanks for listening, and stay well.